USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The new highly contagious coronavirus strain from the United Kingdom has spread to Southern California. No other additional information was given. The first case of the coronavirus variant in the United States was detected in Colorado on Tuesday. Dr. Fauci said he wasn't surprised by the reports and suggested there are likely others in California and other states due to international travel. It should be noted that there is no science to indicate the strain is deadlier. Scores of Cuban refugees blocked a border crossing from Mexico to the United States near Ciudad Juarez. On Wednesday, dozens of Cubans asked immigration officials to allow them entry into El Paso, Texas, to look at their asylum cases. The refugees said they're fleeing political persecution by the Castro regime. Representative Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, says up to 100 lawmakers will vote not to accept Joe Biden's victory when Congress convenes on January 6 to count the Electoral College votes. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
A battle is brewing on Twitter between a lawmaker and retail giant Walmart. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
A Walmart spokesman says a tweet from the company's official Twitter account to U.S. Senator Josh Hawley was mistakenly sent on Wednesday. The tweet to the Missouri Republican read, "Go ahead, get your two-hour debate, hashtag sore loser." The tweet has since been deleted from Walmart's Twitter account. Hawley, who said he would raise objections next week when Congress meets to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's win in the 2020 election, responded to the Bentonville-based retailer from his own account. "Thanks, Walmart, for your insulting condescension. Now that you've insulted 75 million Americans, will you at least apologize for using slave labor?" the Missouri senator tweeted. A Walmart spokesman saying on Wednesday that the tweet was mistakenly posted by an employee on the social media team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
As we welcome in the new year Thursday night, let's get ready to put some positivity into our 2021 life. Some words to the wise on Fox News is Pastor Robert Jeffress from First Baptist Church in Dallas, Texas.
For a navigational app to work, you have to plug in a destination. You have to know where you're going or you're going to end up someplace else. And after the pain of 2020, I think it's a good time to reevaluate what you feel like your purpose is in life. And then secondly, I talk about reevaluating how you're going to get there. You know, if you make a wrong turn, your navigational app will start recalculating how you're going to get to where you're going. You may be headed in the right direction, but maybe after 2020, you want to reassess your life balance. And then finally, I talk about the importance of reconnecting with your Creator. This pandemic has caused a lot of people, perhaps for the first time, to come into realization of their own mortality. And they're not ready to die. They've figured out. And Solomon offered a great piece of advice. He said, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth before the days of trouble come." I tell people the best time to start a relationship with God was 20 years ago. Right. But the next best time is today. And if you have that right relationship with God, it will give you a peace that no pandemic can take away.
Don Wells died Wednesday from coronavirus at 82. The Gilligan's Island star was also Miss Nevada in 1959. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.